this thing's really working?
No. No. I don't think so. Should we try the other one? Not working, right? It is working. If I bring it closer to me? Okay. So, yeah, so I want to move on. Just, but if it's not, let me know. Okay, so that one's better?
Well, yes, we could use both. That's true. Try that.
Better?
Yeah,
okay. So, yeah, interesting. I'm allowed to cheat behind Plexi, right? Okay. So I want to move on to, we don't have that much time. Can we have a show tomorrow? Are people around tomorrow? Can we do an hour tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, so the tomorrow will probably be by Zoom. And Thursday is our last one, right? And Thursday will be live. So Thursday will be 11.
What time
tomorrow? Let's assume for the moment, can we do 12:30 tomorrow? Or is it better to do 1?
Probably better to do 1.
Yeah? Okay, so let's do tomorrow 1 o'clock. I have it is. Okay, so tomorrow 1 o'clock, and then Thursday at 11. And then after everything is over, after finals is settled up, then we'll pick up twice a week. Hopefully then we'll be able to do longer shiurim, and then we'll pick up some of the other topics in the program. Okay, so today what I'd like to do is just continue. There's more to say, of course, on Isas and Behemas, but the basic idea I think we were able to get through, and I think towards the end of yesterday, we were testing in particular, or raising the question, I just want to extend the din of Yad Akum Be'emtza is just kind of a figure of speech, and it's just a way of saying that there's, you know, shutfus or violence akum, in which case you want to measure it or gauge it pretty much by the normal standards. Even then, since we know there are different paradigms in terms of when you need exclusive bialis yisrael, when bialis akum isn't simply an absence, but is a posel or a poter. So even then, of course, even if it, you know, it conforms to a pretty conventional, we'll call it, category, whether it's shibudim or shutfus or something like that, even then, of course, you know, the possibility of distinguishing between Behema and Isa, or, you know, other subjects like, you know, Ribbis and so on and so forth is out there. But certainly the more we see Yad Akum Behemsa as really being a din b'shnei asma, as being even more extreme. So again, you still need some sort of legal kesher, some sort of tziruf for the Akum. It has to express itself, obviously, in some way. If it doesn't express itself at all, so then obviously there's no Yad Akum Behemsa. But the idea that you might have dinim that apply specifically in this case and don't really have a wider application, that becomes a very real possibility and very intriguing. So the last thing that we were discussing, or some of the things that we were discussing in general, like the Rajmas of Kakar, the levels of Shibudim, the factors of Matz Masalik and Lo Matz Masalik, but also the last issue that we were talking about, based on the discussion of Tosis here, and Tosis Balmitzia, and Tosis Balbasra, namely what happens or what impact does previous full ownership have on, let's say, upgrading, you know, what exists in the present you know, that is far short of full ownership. So, for example, again, what we're talking about here, where you, like in the Siddur in Bava Tzia, right up to Marzel, and a comparable case of Kinan Peres Kikin Maguf or Shibudim, is this a special din in Yad Akum Be'emtza, that, you know, even though right now, let's say the person's kesher, his connection, is insufficient from a violence point of view, really wouldn't be enough. But the fact that he was the previous owner and he retains some sort of very loose connection, even if that isn't sufficient in his own right to, you know, create that kind of status, to continue what was, it kind of at minimum reminds us who the previous owner was. Is reminding us of who the previous owner was, is that sufficient with regard to Yad Akum Be'emtza? Where do you draw the line? And again, different, you know, formulations in terms of the Makar, you know, Kol Yisrael, or the exclusion of Yad Akum Be'emtza, you know, these play roles. Well, and then the final thing that I was mentioning was that the reason that Bechor, he Bechor in particular, they were more colonist strong, might be particularly sensitive to any kind of suit to non-Jewish ownership, may signify that the din of Bechor itself is a particularly acute expression of Kedushas Yisrael, and as such, requires exclusive Kedushas Yisrael, doesn't brook any kind of a partnership or even association with somebody outside of Kedushas Yisrael. So that's pretty much what we were. Now, so there's more to say, but I'm going to move on to the next part. So let's move on to the next Gemara, which kind of brings us back a little bit to a previous Gemara, and that is Yichud Abayis. What I really want to do is try to figure out, you know, what the significance of Mechitza and Kfiyas HaKli is, very quickly, hopefully. And then we'll move on to, you know, Yotzei V'Shayara, and then start with the Sugya of Zayin, hopefully of Bracha. Okay? And let's say, whatever we don't conclude now, we'll try to pick up with in June. Okay, so let's have somebody read. I think I found it easier yesterday for everybody to hear when we have a Zoom person reading. Is that true? That seems to be correct. Okay. So, let's see. Ellie Goldberg. I'm sorry, two Ellies. You only have a few people on Zoom right now, but two of them are Ellies. So, Ellie Goldberg, if you don't mind, just help us out here. So let's continue with the Gemara. Let's discuss the Gemara, the continuation of the Gemara in Bava Menachem, after the part about Yichud Abayis, because that we did already, but we were kind of revisiting it a little bit just in light of, and I just want to add a couple of Rishonim as well. So let's start from Omrav Yehuda Merav. Ellie, you got it? Can everybody hear when he speaks?
Everyone here?
Yeah. Okay, I can even make it a little louder. Yeah. Oh. Not so much louder. Okay, go ahead. Ellie?
Is this better? Yeah.
Okay.
So the first Amar of Yehuda Merav?
Mm-hmm. There's the second line of the wide line.
Yeah. So Amar of Yehuda Merav, Amotzi Chametz Bebeso B'Yom Tov, Kof Alav Esakli. Amar Rava, Im Shal Hakdashu Eino Tzar. My Taima, Mivdil Bedili Mine.
Okay, so the din of Kofalo, Motsi Chavet Beso Vyanto, Kofalo Vesakli, that's something that we already discussed with regard to the issue of the Tokshu to Tokshu to Shavalat, so we're okay with that mostly. Of course, the intriguing issue that remains a little bit is the question of, according to those we've shown, seemingly like the Rambam, who holds that we're only dealing with a situation where there was no bittul, right? So why is Kofa Olav HaSakli good enough for the problem of Bayu or Bayu Matsu. Right? It could be that, you know, it's not, and you have no choice, but the Pashtos, it sounds like Kofel of Sakli, is a solution to the problem. So if there's no Bayu, why? Because there's Bittul, or there was Bittul, which is the view of quite a few of the Rishonim, then, like Rashi, the Bittul of the Rebbe, there's no problem. According to the Pashtos of the Rambam, as the Moshe Kevin point out, so, you know, Kofel of all of us Sakli doesn't help you in the biggest issue, or in the insolvable issue of Ayurveda, unless it does. And that is the suggestion of the Kesef Mishnah and others, that there's kind of a Ptur Onus. So this idea of Ptur Onus is something which itself can be understood in two ways, and this goes back to a much earlier discussion at the very beginning of the year. And that is when we talked about, you know, Chomet Shev Yadua, whether it's with Bedika or without Bedika. You know, we talked about whether there is a Ptur Onus in this Asek when it comes to Bayu Raya, as well as whether you need a Ptur this Asek and Onus when it comes to Bayu Raya, Bayu Matzah. Right? So whether there is one, you know, gets you into certain objective questions. Onus Kamal the Ovid, Onus Kamal the Low Ovid, this Asik is an Isa Veira, this Asik is only a Ptur Karban. Those kind of questions, Kumpase, Sheval Tase, whole discussion of the Sivas and so on. But the question whether or not you need Ptur Onus for Bayu Raya, and or the other extreme, even if there is what typically is an Onus or Misasek, it's not enough to be potent for Bayu Raya. That is a very fundamental argument about Bayu Raya and the extent to which it is kind of an objective reality. I mean, you have Chometz and Yerushas. You know, the one extreme is that Mitzius, you know, which is the Sheval Tasa, is true, whether or not you are, you know, doing everything you can, whether you're aware. The Sasek is an issue of awareness, or this is an issue of, you know, taking steps to counter. So whatever it is that you're doing or you're not doing is irrelevant, because in the end of the day, you're still in violation of Bayu Raya, Bayu Matzah. But of course, the opposite is true as well, and that is actually more Mivusas and Mefarshin. And that is that maybe even if you don't have Onos and you don't have the Sasek, and you do objectively, you are objectively harboring Chometz in your Rishos. In the end of the day, if Chometz, Rishos, and Bayu Raya is a function of Rotsa B'Kiyumo, it's attitudinal, right? Also in Kuma. So then what you might say is that even if you're less than Onos and less than the Sasek, when it comes to Bayu Raya, you're still doing the best you can do. In other words, this idea of a subjective sliding scale that is gauged or measured by what's possible, that becomes a critical idea. So it's possible that the Rambam isn't talking about Ptur Onus in the case of Kofel Sakli. What he's saying is, you know, for now, there's nothing more you can do. Doing what you did, you know, at least shows your interest in, you know, ridding yourself of this in the future, and it also shows your disdain for it. You're certainly not embracing it in the present. You're certainly also downgrading the possibility that you're going to violate the Israel, which I'll get back to in a minute. Oh, why get back to in a minute? You say, no. The possibility of Achila in these Gemaras that we're reading now, right, is again, the Pashtos, simple shot, is a standalone. In other words, is a kind of a siyah, whether it's Bedikas Chometz, or maybe even Daraisa or Bayu Raya, or a separate standalone din. And that is that, you know, where there's a chashash that if you have chametz in your home on Pesach, that you'll, because, you know, habitually you eat chametz all your day, so you'll be, by accident, you'll fall into machimas chametz, and you want to prevent that, and that's part of the Yudhisthi. However, If we take this more subjective Bhayurada approach, then the possibility of there being a connection to Akhila in both directions emerges as well. In other words, if you put yourself in this position, or you're in a position, or we're particularly concerned that you might be, you know, Yavo Lide Akhila, and you can prevent that, that could trigger Bhayurada. Even if the objective circumstances may not typically justify that. But the same is true, and it's probably easier to find examples in the opposite direction. If you take whatever possible steps you can, at least in a bad situation, to minimize the likelihood of Akhila, that could be perceived, like, not only as being helpful in terms of preventing the violation of Daraisa, but it could also be perceived as reflecting, turning your back on the comments and being saying, can you want some akuma? Nothing I can do about his presence, but at least my sense of, you know, repulsive, being repulsed, or, you know, my distancing is expressed. In which case, it could be that kofa all of us are clean, even if it's measured by akhila, right? Is something which ends up being significant to Bhayurada who Bhayurada. That might be the case for the Rambam or for others, and this might help us, as we'll see, in just a minute. So kopa alava sakli, they end up being much more than it looks like. What about hekdesh then? Amarava imshel hekdesh in a tzarek. Ah, aitaima mivdal bedili. So again, I'm just trying to be honest. I mean, the simple shot is that kofa, I should also add, before we get to kofa, before I get, like, accentuate my honesty, that of course there's another shot in kofa of a sakhin, and that of course goes back to the whole Rabbi Ruchem Fischer Perlow discussion, and those who think that ri'ya itself is a factor in Bhagavad. But of course, instead of saying, you know, all or nothing, ri'ya is or ri'ya is not, I guess at least eliminating ri'ya when that's all you can do, that kind of, you know, kind of integrates both of these ideas. But that, of course, is the discussion in Sefer Mitzvos from Sadhya. So again, what I'm trying to suggest here is that this whole little Gemara about kofa all of a sudden, and we'll see in a moment, osa mechitza. And I'm wondering about kudshin, mivdal bedili minei, while the pashtus, it's about chashash achila, and certainly that's the way Rashi learns it. Kelly, you have the Rashi just for a second? Has Rashi explained?
Yes, Rashi says, from kofalatsakli, or the mivdal bedili. Mivdal bedili minei, afil bechol.
So Rashi says explicitly that the purpose is so you won't eat it. I'm saying the Gemara doesn't necessarily say that. Right? The Gemara says about Hekdesh that it's lived on the Dili in Chi. But even about Hekdesh, the Gemara doesn't say, therefore, Shalayot in the Deachim. But Rashi does. Rashi says, Shalayishkach Yachlan Mitzar Tviyaskan. And what about Mivdal Bedili? Also. Yeah. So it's, but in light of the previous one, it's a
It doesn't say Achila explicitly.
Right. Okay. And what about this? Let's read the next line in the Gemara. So what's the Amar Rabbi Yonah? Chemtze Shal Nachri.
Chemtze Shal Nachri, Osula Machitza, Asara Tvachem Yishim Heker. Vim Shal Hakdashu, Inotzar. My Taima, Mivdal Bedili, in Shemine.
Okay, so once again, it's Mivdal Bedili. That doesn't tell us anything new. But of course, here, the Gemara says, at least we make a Machitza of Asara Tvachem, is Mishum Heker. Okay. So, what does Rashi say about that? Mishum Haker.
Rashi says, Osa Mechitza, Barba Asar, Mishum Haker, Shelo Yishkach, Vyochlen. So again, he adds Vyachila. Velo Sagila Bekfias Kli Kol Shiva, Shah Kli Nito Litzor. Miu, Ahudala El, Lo Afshulidu Mechitza.
Okay. So the whole, but the whole thrust of Rashi is that these three cases, Kutchin, Akum, regular Kfiyas Kli, are all Dinim of Shemayim. They're the Pashas. However, as I said, for the Rambam, Kofal of Kli is not so Pasha, and it's definitely not explicit in the Gemara. Livdal Bedili definitely sounds that way, but when I think in Mivdal Bedili there are two things you could say. One is, yeah, Mivdal Bedili for Kadshin, if you hold that there's no Bali Rabbi Matze anyway, so then all there is in Kadshin is a Hashash of Achiva. Okay? So, and why is there no Bali Rabbi Matze in Kadshin? Well, number one, Shafat Yatora Torah Shavachim Shavachim. And even if you're talking about Kabbalah Sakharias, as we know, you know, it still might be different. Right? Number one, you have the Rashash, Kalechid Yisabekaz of the Rahman Isa. Number two, you know, some of the other Chidukim that we discussed, maybe the Shein Hekdesh, is Paka, it's Mafkia, it's not just a lack of Chiyu, it's a Hapkos, so and maybe even in the case of Kabbalah Sakharias, there's no problem. Right? Or maybe even if, you know, even for Shimon, Dover Gorm Mamo is different, better or worse from Shimon, in when it comes to Kachin because of the nether factor of the Kulo Vukhomra. Obviously, we discussed previously and then recently. So you might say, shiny Hekdesh, that's Mivdal Bedili. That sounds more like a pure Hila problem because, you know, what else is there, you know, to contend with? In other words, when it comes to a typical context where there's Bayurah and Yisra'ilah, we have to consider both problems. And when it comes to Kachim, all we have to worry about is the Siagahilah, and that's Mivdal Bedili. So that's certainly one approach. The other possibility, and I don't know anybody who says this, maybe we can find somebody, and it looks so hard, but we'll be shown about not aware of anybody, and that is again, that Mivdal Bedili goes to what I said before. In other words, there is a kind of merging of these two ideas, but that Mivdal Bedili isn't necessarily Hashash Achila, or maybe it's both, but maybe the point is that if you have eliminated, again, I'm not sure whether you want to say the positive or the negative, if you don't eliminate, you know, Hashash Achila, you know, so then certainly that's kind of like a road to the Kiyo or a certain indifference. And if you have, or if there's no chashash, then something may be physically present, right? But because maybe there's a reason that it's there, etc., the fact that it poses no, you know, chashash achila is a shiur in its rishos. In a way, not shalomah v'avagalben, this is on the Rabbanan level, something we said in the very beginning of the year, right? When Tosis on that base of Aleph wanted to prove that Bedikas Chametz was a siag of Achila. How did Tosfos prove it? Afagav v'sadim bebito, yichmir chacham livdal chametz levaro, shela yavo la'ochal. Right? V'chim mashma lekamon, we bring a raya from Bav Yiram and Beis. V'bay rava kika v'shmei koro, etc. Vilma zimun v'nafa v'yasal v'echal. So it sounds like the Gemara thinks that whether there's a few Bedikas Chametz depends on whether you worry that you're going to come to eat it. Okay, so this Shlomo Tosfos who thinks that Bedika is a Siag L'Achila, that's a great riot. Right? Is that, what is Rashi or anybody who disagrees and thinks that Bedika is more than that? Right? Whether Darius or Rabbi. So what are they going to do, you know, with that chiluk and that factor in the Gemara? But I think at the time we suggested, and I'm kind of revisiting that now, that no, it's a shiur in presence. In other words, if you have something which is bishvei korah, and there's no real chashash that somebody's going to eat it, you know, so then that's, you know, its presence is very innocuous. It's not a threatening presence. It's not a, you know, a pervasive presence. It's not the kind of presence which is, you know, antithetical to the reason that there's a bidikasa. So the same may be true if we want to keep this Gemara, away from, you know, simply the kashash akiva. So the nivdal bedili may be a way of saying that when it comes to kachin, which ba'anus is gershuska, but you don't even need kofel alavas akli or mechitza, because it may be physically there, but people, you know, stay away from it. And therefore they don't treat it as something, you know, that is, you know, part of the landscape. If there's no chashash shachilo, that's a shiur in the level of intense presence, which in turn is koveya, you know, for the real din. Okay. Maybe. That's the most, I would say that's the weakest link, but certainly to the reading of Gemara, I think that can be said. What about mechitza? So again, and going. So it's perfectly clear in Rashi, as we say, but that too is part of the din of chashash achila. Rashi the shitasa, not a problem. However, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel had the either a different gear. So it sounds like the Rif had a different gear. So anybody have you have it, Ellie, or anybody here have it? The Rif's gear of the Gemara. I'm done, you have it? Yeah, the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel, yeah. I mean, Rabbeinu Chananel here on the spot, if you have that. Again, I should add, the Kofalo Sakli Rabbeinu Chananel is Kaishin Shem Yochlu. And so is the Nibdal Bedili. But for the Rach, the mechitza, that seems to be something a little different. You have it? We might not find it in 1 second. Yeah. The Chomet Shomacher, you have it? Rabbeinu Chananel, yeah. Chomet Shomacher, Sarach Mechitza, Sarach Tvachim, Kedei Sheyetze Yerushus Yisrael Lugah. Yeah, that's the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rif, does the Rif have Mishum Hekker? Our Gemara has Osa Mechitza Asar Tzvachim Mishum Hekker. Or Mishum Hekker Shem Yitzarech, because Nivdal Bedili Minim. Right, but the Rif doesn't have it. Found it? Just a little louder, because I'll give you my microphone. I'll give you the other microphone, but I don't think it works. Doesn't say anything about Hekka. So it's very possible, it sounds like the Rav thinks that the din of mechitza is not a din of Hekker, but it's a din of Rishus, dispensational a little bit. So let's explore that more. That also seems, you would have thought that that's a shot in the Ritva. The Ritva Atar has a language where he says that mechitza is the equivalent of Yichud Da'at. So we think is the Ritva kind of ruins it after it says it. You have there? Go ahead. So the Chiddush is that this applies. This is an interesting question. This Gemara, when it talks about Chemsa Shal Akum and the role of the Mechitza, is referring to Chametz Kibal Al Bachrayas or not? Or we're talking about both cases, Kibal and Lo Kibal? If we think about it, right? So it's hard to know exactly, right? Right. Rashi says, "Chemsa shal nachar mufkad etzlo, the lo kibal al ha'aretz, the mutar la hashosa." Right. According to Rashi, there's no bali yirah issue because mutar la hashosa. Not so sure how that fits with the other Rashi. I don't remember the page, but we'll get to that in a minute. If there was kabbalas achrayas, the mechitza wouldn't help you, right? Because why would it help you? Right? There's a real value of Ma'imotim. And Rashi thinks that Mechitza has the girsa and the understanding that this whole sugya is just talking about the gzeira of Shemayot. Okay. So therefore it must be talking about the Li Kabbalas Achras. The Ritva, however, says that it's talking about both. Right? It's talking about the Li Kabbalas Achras. It helps even when there's, I'm sorry, you need the, you, it sounds like the Ritva thinks that you need a mechitza even when there's no Kabbalah Sakrayas, right, like Rashi. But when there is Kabbalah Sakrayas, it also works. Okay, the Rambam is like Rashi. If you look at the Rambam, very valid. The Chaschamet, the Chabez, Rambam says that the case is a case of Bili Kabbalah Sakrayas. Anybody have language of the Rambam? Open? No, we have it? Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. But the case of the Rambam is a case where there's no Kabbalah Sakrayas. The Chiddush of the Ritva is that even when there is Kabbalah Sakrayas, so there is a Balyu Abay Matzah issue, there's still a din or an effectiveness of the Mechitza. But in the opposite direction, so the Magid Mishnah already quotes in the name of the Rambam and the Itur, I mean, you can find it, that they say, well, if it's comments, Baliyah Kabbalahs, maybe you don't even need the Mechitza. You know, the problem is, you know, two opposite problems, right? If it's Chametz Bali Achrayas, why do you need a Mechitza? If it's Chametz Bali Achrayas, why is Mechitza good enough? Okay? So the need for a Mechitza, you know, Bali Kabbalah Achrayas, assuming that Bali Kabbalah Achrayas is no Shemetz of Bayuah at all, can only be pragmatic. And that's clear in Rambam. It's clear in Rashi. If you think this Gemara is about something more than that, right, then the only way to explain that it would be applicable, even Bali Kabbalah Sakrayas, is to assume that on some level, even Bali Kabbalah Sakrayas, there's some element, if it isn't full-fledged, full-blown Vayuah, at least there is some aspect of Isur Shihia, Skandot, Bershuska, even Shalakum Bili Kabbalah Sakrayas. Is that the pshat maybe in Rabbeinu Hanan? Rabbeinu Hanan doesn't say we're talking about Kabbalah Sakrayas. He says it's a Mechitza and a Rishos problem that is solved by Mechitza. earlier, when he talks about Nokrit Shizekh Lasakhatar Shayisrael, the take of the Yadav, he says, Ein Sakuk Yisrael Lahotzio Miyado Shomachri Ulevavo. Interesting. Harkens back a little bit to something I was trying to say in Rashi, right? Which is, the Rashi emphasizes, connected to Rashi Yichud Abayis, that Rashi emphasizes, that you're not obligated to throw the Akum out of your Rishos. And the Rashi emphasizes, you're not obligated to take the Chametz away from him and throw it out of your Rishos. Right? What neither of them say is the simple shot, which is, even though the case works in for them, well, they're united in the case, which is, you're not allowed to have Chemso, there's no problem having Chemso show Akum Bershutzka as long as you have no legal relationship to it. Right? Both from Iraq and from that earlier Rashi, you could interpret that the only time there's no problem is when it's Biyodo Shalak. But if it wasn't Biyodo Shalak. So is that maybe the Pshat Iraq? Iraq said, if you have Gemso Shemko Shalak or Bershutzka, you're always obligated to get rid of it. Right? Or Osmo Mechitza. And Osmo Mechitza is the equivalent of Yichud Abayis in that it neutralizes any kind of Rishus. But maybe it only does that, right, if there's no Kabbalah surprise. I'm not sure of this. I'm suggesting that Rabbi Chanana may think that there is an exaggerated obligate Isur of Balira, or if not, some sort of a quasi Isur of Balira, Shiviyas Chabot Shalakum Bershuska, which is substantively neutralized and addressed by creating a quasi Mechitza, right, which neutralizes. The Ritva and the Ram, right, the Ram has this, if you have it open there, the Ram quotes Yesh Olam on this question. Let's take the Ritva first. So the Ritva is a little bit of a tease in that, the beginning of it sounds sensational. Sounds like, building a Mechitza is the equivalent of Yichud Abayis, and it works for Kabbalah Sakharis, because it's not Rishuska. The reason it's a tease is because he then goes on to say that, if you build the Mechitza, and it's considered to be implicitly Midas, the Akum, and therefore it's an expression of Yichud Labayis. It's an actual, in other words, building the Mechitza ends up being kind of an implicit mechanism of Yichud Labayis. So it actually is Yichud Labayis. Okay, then it's no longer so helpful. But the Ram does say, like he holds. Anybody have a language of the Ram? But this is a din in its own right, in the equivalent of Yichud Abayis. Everybody have it? Language of the Ram? 2 days? Yeah, Patanka. So it sounds like it's the equivalent of Yichud Abayis, right? So that is a Yesh Olam, but that's a very sensational shita that's saying that this is a din that neutralizes the problem of Bayra by Mata. So even more than that, is the view of the Shagasari, which I spoke about before Yom Tov, and we talked about his view that Bayor Baimate has new. The view of Shagasari is that Lo Yimate is a special din of Bayor Baimate. Right? And that Yichud Abayis, Lekula, right, in particular, is a special din. And then the Minchas Chinuch, you know, expands on this attempt. But what's interesting is that the Shagzaryeh thinks, at least in a couple of instances, that building a mechitza is the equivalent of Yechidat Bayis as far as Dinei Bar Rabbi Matzah is concerned. So, for example, in Simen Ayin Kes, I'm just going to pick out highlights for a minute. In Simen Ayin Kes, the Shagasari starts like this. Chamet Shalmachu Shetach HaSedo, the Kibbal Olav HaKoyas, right? Sheover Olav HaBayi Rabbi Matzah, yeah, Chemsa Shalakum Shekiro Bachrayas, that's a Bayi Ra situation. Right? In Lo Biaro Kodens Mari Sura, you have to do something about it to make sure you don't get that point. Let's say you didn't. In Yeshlo Takana Ula, what can you do? Can you do anything? Says the Shagasari, Da, the Bechamat Shalakri Shetakas Yado, the Kiba Lo Bachrayas, Ikebes Takanas, Milabra Bayi Ra. Right, Mashallah Muhammad Muhammad Shalom. We'll see about Muhammad Shalom in a minute. There are two things you can do with Kamsa Shalakum Shakibal Achrayas, which you may not have, you know, the equivalent, you know, option in Kamsa Shalom. Aleph, Shemahani Yichid Labayas, Kitanya Bibsachim. Okay, Pirushu Yatam, the Bekibal Achrayas, Chidatsor Ploskin, against Rashi, etc. But the ode is Yesh Takana Basiyas Mechitza Yotvachim. That's very remarkable. If it didn't arrive, then you're going to violate Bar Rabbi Matzah. And then he quotes, he mentions the Ram. Kamosha Kasav Ram. Fascinating. He thinks that's also the pshat in the Ram, in the Magid Mishnah of the Ramban, I'm not so sure. Harava Magid Perigdeh Dalat Vizchamat Vashim Ramban Bala Itur. It's true that it's not like Kabbalah Sakharas. Right, it doesn't necessarily mean it solves the problem of Bayi Ra. It could just be that in addition to the problem of Bayi Ra, right, there is also the problem of Shema Yochal, or it could be that this is limited to, you know, not having the ability to burn the chametz right now, right, and it's a special deal, etc. Whereas the equation the Shagasari makes between based on the Ra, between Yichad Abayas and Asiyas Mechitza goes considerably beyond it. And then he adds, Adavar Barali, the Hani Beis Takonis the Amru, in Lo Asan, Kodin Zmani Suro, Akati Yeshel Takon Lasas, Akar Zmani Suro. That these are not only things you can set up in advance, just like Yichad Abayas, you can set up Osim Mechitza. But Afilu Tok Pesach Shafer Dami. So the mechanism of bittul, of course, runs out after the zman ha'isur. Machenkin based upon salalu, I'm the time of the mahani becoming shalachem shakir v'alachrayis, kiv diyuchad l'bayis, also the fund of mechitza, v'abrishusahu, rachmanam ala yimatzeh v'atekhan. I'm like, ilu ha'komit z'munach v'beis o'shol nachar. Right? This is, of course, the Shabbosari Mishitas, so he likes the Ramban, that if you put your chametz b'beis akum, he thinks even the hefker or b'shus harabim, it's no longer yours. It is yours, but it's no longer b'shus. So that's what she does. But the idea that he equates yichud l'bayis and b'chitza completely, and that it's even lachar zman yisuro, and you can do this, you know, even lechatchila as the solution. That is not a double pashut at all, but it does signify in the extreme, you know, this idea that now again, you build a mechitza in your home that makes something chutz mishnascha, or at least lo yimatzei as. Of course, the more you think that Yichad Labayis as a pula is based on Schiros Kanya, or at least Schiros Kanya with regard to Bayar Bayar, the more difficult it is to assume that you could just compare that to Asiyas Mechitzah. Just purely structural. There's no, you know, legal element at all. Right? But again, if you think that Rosh Hashanah is good and Rosh Hashanah is good, even then, in your own home, just for the Mechitzah. So there is a line in the Tosis Rin, which I'll get to in a minute. All Tosis Rin is interesting. But the Tosis Rin says that the din, the kula of lo yimatze, that has to be matzu, at least for chemtze sha'akum, requires that it be everywhere and anywhere in your home. No, there's no place in particular, so it's just like, you know, as a shame, it's in your home. But if you have combat sha'akum, it doesn't say it's chemtze sha'akum. The Tosis Rin, I should explain, I'll try to get to it in a minute. You know, the Tosis Rin takes the view that we're familiar with, which is that Chetz Hashem Yisrael, even the Kabbalah Sachrayas, is a big Chiddush, and it remains a big Chiddush. So that big Chiddush, you know, to compensate or to overcompensate, to make you Chai Balu Roy, or Chetz Hashem Akum, either when it's a Kabbalah Sachrayas, it doesn't mean it's like all the equivalents you have, like Chetz Hashem Yisrael. No, it's a special din in Chetz Hashem Akum, and there we care about Gevulcha, Rishuscha, Beischa, etc. But what does Gevulcha, Rishuscha, Beischa mean? It means that it's Matsui, Ki'ilu, Bekomako. Now, it's in a place in your home, nothing distinctive about it. But Lui Yitzuyar, it was in a specific place, and you put it in a specific place. It wasn't just like representative of your entire Rishus, says the Tosfos Reader. Under those conditions, we would, not have the compensatory factor, right, in order to be mechayev. Okay, so basically, what I'm trying to say is that both the Tosfos Reader and the Shagas Aryeh, but the Shagas Aryeh has this, even in Chetz Hashem Yisrael, although I don't know if he goes so far, I'll explain in a minute, but both of them agree that in Chetz Hashem Akum, you know, that there is this vulnerability, that all you have to do is kind of, again, one is get it out of your Rishos, the other is not have it be present in the totality of your Rishos. I don't mean spatially, I mean, you know, in terms of selectively, I guess. So basically, the point of the Shagas Aryeh, you know, overlaps a little bit, you know, with that Tosfos. We'll discuss about Tosfos in a minute. But again, the more you think that the Chiddush of Lo Yimatzeh is an expansion of, you know, regular categories like Gaon the Mamon or Sfiras Kanya, my two comments, it's not going to apply to Mechitza, and it's not going to determine that there's a daf kamina whether or not something is in a particular place in your home, as opposed to just being in your home, like as opposed to a designated specific area, because we're not to with Lo Yimatzeh. So these are all based on the assumption that Lo Yimatzeh, you know, has this much wider, in this case it's the kula, you know, Yimatzeh approach. Okay, so the same Shagas Aryeh wonders, interestingly, in Siman Pei Gimel, he wonders, and he actually concludes, that even Chetz Hashem Yisrael, even on Pesach, if you want to put it in a Rishus Hagoy, or Hefker, or you want to be Mafker your Rishus, even though you can't be Mafker your Chametz, this is on the, you know, from this, Siman Pei Gimel, Shagas Aryeh thinks that that works. What he doesn't think works, again, the chamet shalo shalo bitlo kodem zman al mishal takana b'tocha pasach m'laver b'bayim. That's a discussion. And at one point, he thinks that Vade Dhamma Baruch Moshe Kasapnim, so Dasa Ram, Vishus Talia Yosa, Vlogamit Gurmanapkin. And then he explained, Hare Nibur, Medib Ramban Varam, Shesh Takana Lechamit Shalabit Ba Iden Sheyotzim Rishuso, Kadavar Baro Lodatam, Lab Dabka Mechisa Vishus Nachri, Hudei No Ober, Hu Adin of Mechisa Vishus Nachri, Kol Shotzim Rishuso, Sagi Bahaki. That means, they disagree. But according to him, that means if you get rid of your rishus, or you get rid of your chametz by putting it in rishus harav, or putting it in beis akod, you will come to show Yisrael that that is going to work. That explicitly, Tosfos Shmuel thinks that's totally wrong. Tosfos Shmuel thinks that, you know, again, this is the old debate between the Ramban and the Torah, and whether the Ramban and the Torah is limited to rishus akod or, you know, would have any implications for Hefker, Rishus HaRagim, or Rishus Yisrael Akhira, that we discussed already. And of course, the Rambam and Rashi, Rashi HaMatorah, the Rambam, the Perek Dalek, just don't have that interpretation of the Bechirutah at all. They don't think any Kniso Rishus, even Kamsashel Goyish, you know, Kibbol HaVachrayas. Well, that's not something that would be, but any Kamsashel Yisrael would not have this thing. And the Tosfos Rid basically has two deos. Tosfos Rid had, in his Madura Kama, he held like later in the position of Rabban. Then he scrolls around and says, no, it's just, the din of Yichud Abayis is a special halacha, you know, and the din of Rishus, you know, Goy in that sense, a special din of Kamsel Shel Goy Shekibo Abachrayis. But Kamsel Shel Yisrael, that's Chayiv B'kol Mokom Shehu. Actually, according to Tosfos Rid, I'll leave it in a minute, that's based on the principle of, you know, Kol Hechad Issa B'Shusa, the Bailu Issa, even quotes of Yochanan, that Yochal Agdisha. So, now it's not that it depends only on Bailus, but whoever has pure Bailus in Yisrael also has pure Rishus. But either way, this is the major debate. But what's interesting is that the Shabbos Aryeh, in Sunday Gimel, who says that Totsal, Lushus Goyer, Mafki, Lushuso, all these things work, he never says, ever, that Mechitza is going to help you in your own home. Right? It's only going to help you, you know, for Kabbalah Sakharias of Nahu. I think the idea is because if there's, you know, if it's Chemtza Shel Nachri, and it's not Matsu in Mikol Makom, it's behind the Mechitza, you know, so that's one thing. The Chalos of being behind the Mechitza in your own home for Chemtza Shel Yisrael, this probably just doesn't register, frankly. Okay, so let me read the language of the Tosfos Rid, and then I want to talk about the Rav Yochanan for a minute. So the language of the Tosfos Rid, as I say, really has this interesting view of Matsui. So again, let me mention one more thing about the Shabbos Aryeh before we start. I mentioned about a month ago that the Shabbos Aryeh has a suffix, whether or not the din of Yichud Abayis is only a kulah, right? Chemtza Shel Goy Shekibla Vachrayas V'Yichud Abayis is Patur, or whether it's also a Chumra. One second. How would it be a Chumra? And again, obviously this is testing whether Yichud Abayis and Matsui is a, this one second, is a din in Stivus Kanya or things of that sort. Or the whole criteria just is different. Or it's a kuma, you know, and they're basically telling you that Bayura Bayimatse, you know, requires a more rigorous, let's say, conscious and, you know, choice, you know, kind of connection with the object. So the Shabbos Aryeh in Siman Pei Vav discusses whether or not Yechon HaBayis could be mechubar. For example, let's say you have Chemtzel Shel Yisrael, the base Akum, and the Akum was Miyachel the Yisrael Makum. Right? Assuming that there's a Ptur, like Ramban, which is the view of the Shabbos Aryeh. So you would be Patur, but now it's Yichud, the Beso Shel Akum, to the Yisrael. So what happens then? That's the question. Again, if you think it's a question of Silas Kanya, you know, in Ben Shadi Lekula Lechomra too, maybe. Right? His own conclusion that I mentioned in is that's only Lekula, not Lechomra. And partly because he thinks that, you know, Lo Yimatze already is a kind of Chomra. I'm sorry, already of Kabbalah Sakharias. So it's kind of like a limit in the Kabbalah Sakharias, basically. Kabbalah Sakharias is Nachmir, but not when there's also Yichud Lobayas. It's not a din b'shayatz. It's kind of like there's an expansion and its limitation. That's the view of the Shabbos Aryeh. There's a bit of a methodological point there as well. But there could be other nafkamina too. And partially the question is whether Yichud HaBayis is the equivalent of Beis Shel Akum with regard to other dinim, or Beis Shel Yisrael in the other direction. You know, there could be other nafkamina as well. But again, for the Shabbos Aryeh, who doesn't think that Skilus Kanya or Gorin Lomomo, you know, is just expanded by Lo Yimatzei, but rather this din in its own right, you can understand where he's coming from, why he asks this question, and also why he's inclined to give the answer that he does. So, in a similar fashion, I'd say if you look at this Tosfos Rid, which is very interesting, somebody mentioned to me also. Here all of the Tosfos Rid starts off by saying, on the Lememer, the Sphere is Kanya. Hafagab de Kanya, the Lomotze Lafuke, Adzinme, Mikomakom Lo Kanya Lafkue. You know, maybe somebody else can read. Anybody have access to Tosfos Rid? I don't think I signed this, frankly, some of the others. You have it? If you don't mind, I'll just save me. Lememer, the Sphere is Kanya? Oh, I thought no one. I thought you volunteered. Oh, you? Yeah. Okay. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, remember the Skiris Kanya. It's very interesting.
Lafkoi Shema.
So this is also just a very interesting formulation. Also, going back to, you know, what we talked about when we talked about spheres, and that is that we noted that, you know, you could say two opposite views, and a lot of Rishonim take opposite views. You know, spheres is a kam legamri kanya, or it's just tashmishim and nothing else. And we tried to explain that for the Rambam, and you know, Mokhi Yosef, and Babatzi, and a few others, and Rebbe David, you know, even more to the point. There's something, you know, maybe it's more complicated. Maybe it depends whether you're looking at the past and the future or the present. Or you're looking at it with regard to Tashmishim, then it isn't just Tashmishim, maybe it's even Kinyanim with regard to Tashmishim, right? Or it's more like a formal, titular kind of a thing. So in a way, the Tosfos Rid's beginning here is very, very interesting. You are Konen with regard to the fact that you have rights and nobody can throw you out of the house. But that's different than saying it's just Tashmishim. Like in the present, you're Kohen. But Lafkue Shema, right, the Yisrael belief, you know, Adkede Kach, that the previous and future owner, you know, is Mufkal Gamri, that far we don't go. Ubatarets. Shadi Hakagafra.
Exactly.
That's so in his Madhura Kama, he held that Chemsa Shay Sober Shos Goy is Potter. Right? Because you need also Bias and Kvil. And he felt that Yichad LaBayis, right? And all of this is like Rishos Goy. And Rishos Goy is Potter. Okay? In a new way. So it's just very fascinating because this is exactly what the Shagas Aryeh said you should do. Right? And, you know, the Tosfot thinks it's inconceivable. Right? Oh, so what he's saying is, when you have Chemsa Shal Yisrael, right, even if it's the base guy, not only is the bilus enough, but the bilus is koveya for Rishos. But when you have Chemsa Shal Goy, right, even with Achrayas, it's still Shal Goy. It's not that Chemsa Shal Goy b'Achrayas is the, you know, for what matters here is Shalom. It's a lower madrega. Therefore, you need compensation. The Rotsa, God, the Chemtso, Eidu Solach Alakwa, that's his way of saying, you might have come all surprised, but you're not the Bible. Right? Go ahead. And Dina Haya. So again, what you might say as a Chumra here is not simply Marba that, you know, Dover Gor in the moment is Kamalun. Right? I mean that you're then skilu bilus Yisrael because of Kabbalah's Achrayas. It's saying it's not. It never was. It never is. The Afal Pichein, you know, it's still a road to the Kiyumo enough with compensation that you're chayav for it despite the fact. Okay. Oh, and here's a line that I mentioned before that his Hagdara of Matsu, again, I would have said, even with all this perspective, as we have said, from the Shagasai and the Chastinoch in general, I would have said, oh, you know, there's Rotsu Bikiyumo here, and that's enough. I think that's at bottom what it mostly is, but his Hagdara of the Matsu is very singular in addition. That is, she ate Matsu Bechal Beso. Since it isn't yours, and even with Kabbalah surprise, it's not yours, at the end of the day, what's important is the only way to get it to be chayav, to be sufficiently, in other words, connected to you, that it's chayav, or that there's roots of the humor, or whatever it is shei matzah lo b'chol beis. Avol nicha l'makom, the kol beis, right? Oh, yeah. Avol chemsa shel Yisrael. Well, and this is fascinating because now he's saying, again, he didn't have to go this far, but you might have thought, you know, as some other Rishonim say, now all we care about is Shalom. We don't care about Rishus. He's not saying that either. He's saying we care about Shalom, but Shalom also happens to be Kodeh Rishus. And then he's quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Gezem Bamasel Shabbat and Zevzeh Nicholim Lakdisho, Zelafishin Shalom, Zelafishin Rishus. To prove that when you own something, it's also legally in your rishus, which is why he doesn't think rishus akum, physical rishus, matters. Okay, alpha gav the beginning of yishki akdishus beiso. So it's mitosu l'beiso, which means not even yichad lo b'beiso, not because it's rishus goy, but because it's not, you know, munach the kol beiso. It's a fascinating job. Okay, b'dafka b'chemsa shogoy b'nei b'vokal b'chemsa shoyso b'chol dukta Aber like people to be should say.
Cool.
So he actually goes further than he needs to go on Bishus Hashem Yisrael, and he goes further than he needs to go, even to explain Kenso Shel Akum. But again, what emerges, you see really very clearly in the Rishonim, and then in the Achronim also, are kind of these two poles of seeing, either this fit into conventional categories, right, of Bailus, of Rishus, right, or in saying, oh, the Lo Yimatze is, tweaking those here. Or seeing it, whether it's the Kula or the Chumra, in terms of, kind of a Rotsa B'Kiyuma relationship, a subjective connection. So we have to stop here. I'll try to finish this what we say tomorrow at 1. But let me just give you something to think about. And that is I want to speak just a little bit further about, Lo Yimatze and why it is. If you get a chance to look at the Rav Yod in Hilchos Shabbos, okay, this Rav Yod, Simin Kuf Tzadikas. But in addition to that, just to think for a couple of minutes also back to Chomet Sha'abar Olav Mapolis. Chomet Sha'abar Olav Mapolis, of course, is Sugya, but it's also part of the Mechilta that the Ramban, particularly projected about Rishus Shonachri. So if indeed, even Kofal of Kli and maybe even Hektesh, Mivdal Bedili, but especially Mechitza, right, is a fundamental halakha, and that even if it doesn't change the Dine Mamanus Rishus, right, but that's still sufficient to neutralize by you, especially in emergency circumstances, or doing the most you can do, is that also maybe a possibility of explaining Chavach Avar Olam Mapolis, even without it. Because again, it's not like there's much more that you can do here. Oh. So I want to finish with that, and then I want to speak a little bit about comments about Yotzev Sheyara, and then to start speaking about Birchas, Bidikas Chometz, and Kolot Brachos, Kolomitzis Barcha Reimo Balasios. Okay, stop.